WBBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Use this. I'm actually going to put this together and email it to them. I don't know if they'll listen or not. Larry Beecraft is one of the lawyers on this. I mean, this is an amazing complaint, and the injunction is amazing. Injunctive relief. 45,000 people supposedly have died. They used to stop a vaccine around 50, and that was considered, oh, we can't go beyond that. Now we're up to 11,400 on the public site, and they're saying it's over 45,000. It's probably way beyond that. It's no big deal. And now we're going to kill our people's immune system. When they take the second shot, oh, this is really going to work out well. And modify their DNA and all kinds of stuff. Oh, boy, this is really going to be. The old pale horse of death has arrived. Just wait. The only good part is I hope these politicians are taking the real thing, because we may get rid of them suckers. Unfortunately, there's an awful lot of people going to die. Can't cure ignorance. So anyway, I went into this because they cited this. So I went into 46. That's 45, section 46, part 46. Protection of human subjects. Subjects now. Would you like to be a subject? I didn't know we had subjects. I thought England had subjects. But we got subjects over here. It says here, the basic HHS policy for protection of human resource subjects. 46, so it's 45 CFR section 46.101. To what does this policy apply? I thought that would be interesting to know. Wouldn't you like to know who are going to be subjects? Because they're claiming in the complaint they're not protecting them. Well, I want to go see what they said in the Federal Register. I am Priest Ralph. I want a confession. And I got loose lips. I can't keep government secrets, by the way, in case you didn't notice by now. So I go to the first one, and it's got a jillion CFRs and all kinds of nonsense. I mean, there must be, I don't know, there's a couple of, almost a page and a half of CFRs all over the place. Well, I go down to for good cause interim final rule. Under section 553B of the Administrative Procedures Act, a notice of proposed rulemaking is not required when an agency for good cause. See, they're not even doing proposed rule. Notice and comment, that's not what it says. By the way, thereupon are impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. 5 U.S.C. 553, little b, number 3, capital B. We find that good cause exists to waive normal rulemaking requirements for the delay of the effective date and general compliance to July 19, 2018. We believe the notice and comment procedure in this limited is impractical. They just believe it. I could care less what they believe. Does it pass muster? But here's where it starts to really get interesting. Down at the bottom of this nonsense, back on that CFR that has these two Federal Registers publications, I went to the bottom and said, I don't believe what I'm seeing. Because they normally don't put this out in the open. Because we're not supposed to be able to see this. The authority, 5 U.S.C. 301 is twice with public law. 5 U.S.C. 301. That tells you right off the top, it's for internal use only. That's their authority. You can't mix a housekeeping reg with a substantive reg. Supreme Court of the Chrysler v. Brown says, if it is that, it's a done deal. It's housekeeping or interpretive regs. It's for internal use only. Okay, now that's bad enough. And they got a jillion regulations all over the place that they're using. But there's only two credits. There's only two publications. One is in 2018 of January 22nd. The second one, the first one is 83 FR 2893. If you want to see this stuff, just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. I'll send it to you. Read it yourself. Do not believe anything anybody tells you without documentation. Get their confessions. That's the best thing you can do. I love confessions by the criminals. The second one is 83 FR, that's Federal Register, 28518. That's 28518, January 19, 2018. I looked that one up. I could not believe what I saw. It says, protection, federal policy for protection of human subjects for 6-month delay, general compliance revisions, blah, 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 nonsense, nonsense. This is the rules and regulations for Department of Homeland Security, Department of Agriculture, Department of Energy, National Aeronautics, and on. It's a whole laundry list of them. Okay? It lists a jillion CFRs all over the place, everything in the world. And what I could not believe when I saw it, in Section 5, Legal Authorities. The legal authorities for the departments and agencies that are signatories to this action are as follows. Department of Homeland Security, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Agriculture, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Energy, 5 U.S.C. 301. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Commerce, 5 U.S.C. 301. Consumer Product Safety Commission, 5 U.S.C. 301. Social Security Administration, 5 U.S.C. 301. Agency for International Development, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Housing and Urban Development, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Labor, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Defense, 5 U.S.C. 301. That might have something to do with our military, you think? Department of Education, 5 U.S.C. 301. Something to do with the schools, you think? Department of the Veterans Affairs, 5 U.S.C. 301. Environmental Protection Agency, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Health and Human Services, 5 U.S.C. 301. National Science Foundation, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Transportation, 5 U.S.C. 301. Do you not see a problem here? They're admitting all of these agencies that are signing on under Comrade Dementia Biden or 5 U.S.C. 301. They have not one ding-dang-darn thing to do with you and me and fence post. They're all internal, and it's all a con. And that's right in the Federal Register Act. General applicability and legal effect, that's got to be there. They're telling us what they're doing. They're telling us what they're doing. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody out here. I couldn't believe it. I have never seen a whole laundry list of agencies under 5 U.S.C. 301. And then at the bottom of the CFR, they list it's 5 U.S.C. 301. And this proves, because if it's under 5 U.S.C. 301, and it'll say it's impractical, unnecessary, not in the public interest, no emergency, and they say it's 5 U.S.C. 301, it's a 301. That's what it is. They're admitting it. And all of these agencies that are doing it, Department of Defense, Department of Education, why wouldn't somebody want to know this? That understands what the heck is going on. You think? What? I know I damn sure would. I don't have the standing and the money, because ever since we filed that thing in the Supreme Court, 20-1714, that shows that the IRS is out of business, that shows the United States District Courts are all nonsense, and more. I can't get money through Walmart debit cards. Four times tried. Then they stole $500 out of it, magically. So now I'm in a pissing, I'm waiting. Because the $500, they have to wait 10 business days. Then they mail it to you. They won't put it in. And then they're supposed to give me a card, and then they didn't do it. So I called 7 days. Where's my card? Oh, we screwed up. Making my life hell with Walmart. I don't give a rat's rub. That's fluff. We can go to HELL. This is serious stuff. We are talking about the death and suffering, miscarriages of women, total people disabled. We're talking about the pale horse death, because out of these millions, there are going to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions, that die or are disabled forever. And right now, there's no way out of it. According to Dr. David Martin, according to McCulloch, he's come out now, the head guy on ART, We're done. We're done. If you take those two shots, just sit back and see when to spin the bottle, your turn comes. And our government, it's not our government, because I can prove that. And it's so simple when you get down to the root of the tree. I fought the leaves, I fought the limbs, I fought branches. You don't have an oath of office, you don't have a civil commission, and on. Just keep working your way down until you get to the root of the problem. Birthright. Just like in good old Mary, Egypt. The birthright of the Israelites was not the same as the Egyptians. One were slaves, one were not. And in this country, our birthright is you have to be law of the land. Due process of law is birthright. You only get it when you are born in one of the several states, or you are naturalized as a, quote, citizen of the United States of America, end quote. A citizen of the United States is what they want us to be, because we are then saying, I would like to go on to Congress's plantation, where you have plenary power. And how do we prove that? In the District of Columbia, only citizens of the United States exist, and Congress has plenary, absolute power. Those citizens of the United States in the District of Columbia have no right to an Article III court. Supreme Court said so. That only has application to the citizens of the several states in the several states. Those limited delegation of power courts do not exist in D.C. And you in D.C. have no right of taxation without representation. That only has application in the several states. The limited powers of Congress are in the several states. Article 1. They don't seem to get it. People don't get it. It's an amazing system that we were given. We're so blessed that we pissed it away right now because we didn't know. We're not taught. They've been working at that. The good old devil's been working away since way before the Civil War. They reconstructed our republic. They called it the Reconstruction Act after the Civil War. They didn't hide it. And Alaska is the worst, because we come on equal footing with the other states. So we have no sheriff. We have no county. We have an integrated bar that's integrated with the other, quote, three branches. And what's even more amazing, every state has a state plan that controls their adoptions, their driver's licenses, the child custody stuff where they're selling children, putting bounties on them for adoption. That's all in there. The state plan has no state law. It's all CFRs. And none of them have the force and effect of law. And it mandates that the courts shall have cooperative agreements with the executive and law enforcement. All these guys got to have cooperative agreements. Does that sound a little bit funny? And then when you get that, you get the cooperative agreement of the court with the CSSD up here, the executive, our child slavers, and it says the judge is audited for the amount of money he makes, Article 6, Section B. You ever seen one of those? No. Have you ever seen your state plan? Probably not. Never even heard of it. Started in 1935. I have them for all for 2019, for every state. Getting those cooperative agreements is a pain because they do not want those out. They do not want those out. I need to upgrade it. The guy that I used to get it from, because we fought up here, Alice Brown, she was single, overweight, but she had a daughter and they took it away because she made some comment when she was having a child. And she lost it. Boy, I hate these type of cases. But I dug and I worked my butt off, and I finally got to the bottom of it. She had another child out of wedlock in Montana. They tried that down there. We brought that issue up. They gave her a $20,000 settlement and told her to get the hell out of Montana, which she did. She went down to the border and had her lived in Mexico, old Mexico, and got her benefits and stuff on the other side in California. Alice Brown was her name. You literally cannot make up what's going on right now. Our, quote, our fake government are trying to kill off its people. And they're doing a heck of a job. It's our enemy. And the Supreme Court of the United States is not doing its job. We had the Affordable Care Act come up the other day. And it should have been gone. It's unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. Let me bring that up. The Affordable Care Act. I looked at it. You know, when it gets to where a farm boy like me can look at these cases, just like I looked at this lawsuit, I looked at the first thing that when they cited the CFR, I go look and see what it says. Is that not logical? I mean, if somebody says, hey, I got a contract, or if you understand the only affirmative act that an agency can do is in the Federal Register, wouldn't you go in the Federal Register and see what it says? They didn't do it. I don't know why these lawyers didn't. I don't know. I'm not going to try to judge them because I don't know what they're up to, and I don't know. All I know is Beecraft, but I can't. I don't know what they're doing. But they have the means. They list all of these other Department of Defense, Department of Education, 5 USC 301. That is a killer. They can't do diddly squat nothing. It's over. It's got nothing to do with you and me. And then they call us human subjects. That ought to be a clue right there. Are you a human subject? Did you know you wanted to be a human subject? I thought we had those in England. We have citizens over here. We have three things. The law of nature, which is inalienable rights from the Creator. We have civil rights, which is we can sue and be sued. And we have political rights. The right to determine who we are given a limited delegation of power with the right of suffrage and the right of the elective franchise. A citizen of the United States only has civil rights. They print it. It has no soul. It has no political rights. How can a citizen of the United States exist in D.C. and exist outside of D.C.? Ever stop and think about that? How can that be? Because I got a Supreme Court case said that the 13th and 14th changed nothing. Didn't change a dang thing. So you think we might have a problem? Well, how about Article 4, Section 2? The citizens of each state shall be entitled to the privileges and immunities of citizens of the several states. How can we have citizens of the several states if they're all? Why would you have diversity of citizenship if everybody is a citizen of the United States? Just asking. I lack logic. If this is so, then that, because that's so. How do you have privileges and immunities, or how do you file diversity? You can't have diversity if everybody is a citizen of the United States. How come a citizen of the United States in Alaska, if I am a native, I can go over here and catch all the damn salmon I want and sell them and nothing happens? I can go pick up ivory and sell it. Me being pale-faced citizen of the United States, I can't do that. Why is that? Seems to me like we got a problem here. Seems to me like we got a big problem. And I was reading in this other case on the backup on that. We no longer have equal opportunity back in 1964. We had equal opportunity, equal rights and equal opportunity. We did away with that. We want to have equity. What's equity? That's not the common law. That's where there's no rule of law. Equity is what I say is fair. Today it's called identity politics. Let's identify this stuff correctly. Equity. What is fair for me because I think you owe me money because 150 some damn years ago, somebody that might have been related to me was a slave. So I can justify going into the store and burning stores down, and then I can raid them. And that's equity, because you owe me money. You owe me reparations. Makes me feel good, especially that their TV, LED, or fancy new TV I got. Or computer. Nothing to do with food. And I'm supposed to believe this. Are we like stupid or what? And we allow teachers' unions to get full pay and never show up, and then they control what goes on in the school. Nothing like what I had when I had the PTA back in the 50s. Parents were in charge. They went there and figured out what was going on, and they knew what was going on in the schools. Not today. You're not allowed to just find out what's going on. No. We're going to teach this racial nonsense crap. It's nothing. Everything is racist because, you see, the bottom line is if you can get everybody fighting amongst themselves, then we get around. And like, I forget which one of the hosts, but we get our military taking all this COVID-19. We will have a military that can't stand and fight. We'll have the people that are fighting amongst themselves, and we'll end up losing our republic totally, and we'll never get it back. It will be gone. And that's what they're working on right now. We have to have courts that are independent, constitutional courts. They don't exist. Supreme Court is supposed to be a constitutional court, but it ain't acting like it. They're doing stuff that is totally unconstitutional. In the Affordable Care Act, they said the United States is a state. A state can be a government, but wait a minute here. I thought the several states, a compact, they established the United States. That sits below the several states. They gave the United States supreme law of the land if the laws were made in pursuant to the Constitution. They're not. How does that is created rise above its maker? Is that not a fair question? They started this nonsense because the new states are supposed to be admitted by Congress. That's Article 4, Section 3. Then after the Civil War, they started coming in by presidential proclamation. Just a minor thing. And, of course, Alaska came in equal footing with the other states. And that's what they're trying to bring in D.C., or Puerto Rico, equal footing with the other states. Anybody ever read those things? Northwest Ordinance says everybody's got to come in equal footing with the original states. Well, we're not going to go there. Because we don't read anymore. We listen to this nonsense. And now when we find out under Sullivan versus Times, the Supreme Court said, you know, the First Amendment, we're going to open that door wide open. You can lie your tushes off, and it's irrelevant. There's no libel, no nothing, basically, unless you can prove with absolute certainty there's real malice. How do you prove that? Can't. It's almost the standard is so high. Now, that was back when there was newspapers. Now it's on the internet, we got all this stuff going on, and anybody can lie about anything. So how do you find out the truth? Vestia and Pravda are the two newspapers in Russia. One said for truth, the other news. Neither one of them was true. They were propaganda rags. And that's what we have today. What we call the media is not media. It is a propaganda machine of the communist, anarchist, Islamist, all of these fractional things that want to overthrow our republic. There's so many factions to it. Why are people still wearing masks? Pretty much it's getting slower up here in Alaska. Because, God, we went off a mask a long time ago in the bar up here and stuff like that. It's just the people that were working at the bar had them, but everybody else quit doing that a long time ago. Wised up, said, why are we doing this? Masks are, don't do a damn thing, because the COVID-19 is not what it's about. I think we'll look at, we'll play a clip or two here out of Dr. Martinet for the bottom of the hour here. Let's see, we shouldn't be coming up on the bottom of the hour here. You literally cannot make this stuff up, that we are this screwed up, this, I don't know what the word is anymore. Like I say, I feel like John the Baptist crying in the wilderness. I'm no John the Baptist, but this is truth. And it doesn't seem like it has any bearing. So why did those affordable care or the American frontline doctors, those, none of those lawyers pick up? They had the CFR. Why don't they go a step farther? Like, say, I'm going to email it to them. They've got the means to shut down all of these agencies because they admit they're all Part 301 housekeeping regulations. I think that would be an important issue for human subjects, us. I wonder why I haven't heard the music here. Am I on the line here? I guess I am. So, and with the Affordable Care Act, I read that thing for about 5 minutes. And I already had an answer. Now, how could that be? Because I read, this is on the very beginning. It says the Internal Revenue Service had implemented 5000A, little b, by requiring individual taxpayers to report their federal income tax return whether they carried minimum essential coverage or could claim an exemption. How does the agency implement anything? They don't say. How does an agency implement anything? It can't. The only affirmative act it has, I don't know how many times I'm going to say this, is to publish it in the Federal Register. And the Congress said, if you're an agency, general applicability and legal effect, this is your only way to talk. It's published in the Federal Register. And nobody seems to go there. I'm just astounded. And then within the next paragraph, the Supreme Court of the United States says, IRS publication 5187, tax year 2019, Form 1040 will not have the full health care coverage or exempt box. Health and coverage exemptions will no longer be used as a shared responsibility payment is reduced to zero. How can a pamphlet? They have no authority. The Supreme Court has ruled over in other case courts. Their manual, their pamphlets, their publications, they can lie their butts off, and there's nothing you can do about it. It has no forced effect of law, and they cite it as though it's law. They cite it as though it's law. And I went down farther into this here where there were talking about this thing, and they were telling state to mean state or the federal government. And they cited a Supreme Court case on that. And that's not really what it said. See, this is what they do. If you get the things you really want to, if you want to deal with any of these agencies or something, the first thing you learn to do, put everything in quotation marks that has any value, because they, if you do that, they can't address it. They're screwed. They can't address it. It's amazing. And they're talking about this here in this other case about the fact state to mean each of the 50 states and the District of Columbia, a definition that does not include the federal government. It says established by the state. It's not so clear. So it's not really clear, but they go ahead in this next case to keep the Affordable Care Act going as though United States means state. And the other part to read is at the end of the thing is the opposition. Thomas, no, it says here, no one can fail to be impressed by the lengths to which this court has been willing to go to defend the Affordable Care Act against all threats. A penalty is not a tax. United States is a state. So a tax that does not tax is allowed to stand and support one of the biggest government programs in our nation's history. Fans of judicial inventiveness will applaud once again. And that inventiveness, that's a nice word. That's the dissent. That's how the Affordable Care Act never got done. This was June 17, 2021. How come Barrett knows? Where are they? Breyer? Roberts? Thomas, I'm surprised at him. Sotomayor, well, I know she's in Kagan. Those are two crazies. Kavanaugh joined. Barrett joined. Alito and Gorsuch filed the dissenting opinion. Barrett has really been a disappointment. She has done nothing constitutional that I've seen since she's been there at all. I think she's compromised because of the adoptions from children down in Haiti, but I don't know that for a fact. I don't know. If there's anybody out there listening that actually understands what I've been talking about, have you went anywhere, anybody ever went anywhere and heard what I'm talking about? Now, I've got this lined out in Moody's, in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. We actually did have a bona fide Article 3 from 1953 to 1982. The Federal Court of Claims. And they did away with it. And made it Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. What is an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9 court? It's exercising judicial power of a district court. Just a few words. Judicial power is who? That's always the government. We don't have judicial power. We don't have legislative power. We don't have executive power. Judicial power is reserved to a government. So how can you have judicial power of a district court? Of a district court. The object of the prepositional phrase is district court. Is it a government? No. Article 3 of the Constitution of the United States said ordain and establish twice at the beginning of the Constitution of the United States and Article 3 because it is important that we, the people, should never be without a remedy of an independent judge exercising judicial power of the United States. That's why they put it there. They put it in the Constitution twice. You would think once would be enough. They said the whole no. They put it in Article 3 because it's so important. Cases and controversies. There has to be somebody on the other side to have a pissing match with. And the IRS isn't it. Subject 2 is an implied law contract. 1040 is implied law. It means I am volunteering that I owe the IRS. And the IRS has no obligation to me. And you see people filing cases every year. They just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over using code. When I got involved in Mooney's case, they have had the grit to stay with us all the way to the Supreme Court. It's going to be interesting in September, Supreme Court of the United States. I wanted to file amicus curiae, friend of the court. I called 4 times. I couldn't find it. And I finally found it, but it was too late. You have to file it before within 30 days. And the Supreme Court of the United States only wants to have friends of the court amicus curiae briefs filed by attorneys. So in other words, I am in this country and I have never had and I am prohibited from having access to one constitutional court, and I'm 79 years old. The only one would have been the Court of Claims from 53 to 82 and the Supreme Court of the United States if you're an original action. There are none in the several states. They don't exist. How can we prove this? You must have evidence. All elections have been nationalized under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. And that's a fact. All elections are for federal offices, and they print it. I'm going to get the code sections here and look them up. I mean, when I found this stuff, you just sit and shake your head. How can this be? And nobody wants to bring this up. We have a gal up here running Kelly that's running against Murkowski, so we can get rid of her. I brought some of this up. What can I do about it as a candidate? Of course, she can't bring this up because if she did, she might lose to Murkowski. I don't know, because if you come out, but if you won't stand for the truth, where do you stand for the truth? At some point, somebody's got to stand up to this stuff. 552 U.S. Section 20502. The term state means state of the United States and the District of Columbia. The word state cannot have an election the same as the District of Columbia because the District of Columbia is not a state. Well, it's not one of the several states. And then they go up above the term federal offices has the meaning. They say here, that's the meaning stated, but then you got to go to 30101 number 3. It's for federal offices only, so we go to what? 30101 here, the definition. And it says the term federal office means the office of the president or the vice president or a senator or representative. Or a delegate or resident commissioner to the Congress. And 185 ALR 155 is an amazing document that goes in there. So the bottom line, states got to have elections for state officers, but they don't. The only elections are for federal offices. So then the question becomes, who the heck are all these people sitting in the states? They're just a municipal entity. The states are a municipal entity under the United States because it says state of the United States. That's a municipal entity of the United States. And every one of these states will have you have to say, I want to operate in the character of a citizen of the United States. I've brought this up many times, but it just doesn't seem to... You can operate in the character of a landlord or a tenant. That doesn't change your birthright. You can operate in the character of a citizen of the United States. It says so in Slaughterhouse, Cruikshank, Congressional Record of 1938. Character of a citizen of the United States. It also says if the states don't do anything out of line, Congress is not supposed to be legislating for a citizen of the United States. They are, that's all they do. And the states even join in because they have said, oh, I want to be a municipal entity just like D.C., only have citizens of the United States. I don't think you can make a movie and make this work. Pat in Texas, question or comment? Are you there, Pat?
Hello. Oh, yeah, I didn't hear you. Okay. Yeah. You know what? I think you're preaching to the wrong crowd. I think that RBN is so depressed over everything going on that they don't realize how much they could get done by calling a good rep or a senator. Am I wrong?
Stay in their face. I'm going over again to the Republican meeting over here. There's 65 of them. I don't want to call them idiots. That's not a nice word. Let's say uninformed. Let's put it that way. I finally got them to consider the idea that we don't have a court system, because when they bitch about the permanent fund in the courts, I say, why are you bitching? We don't have a court system of the people. You get what you ask for.
I think that's what's going on. I mean, you know, we got Smartmatic and Dominionated, whatever. What hope do we have?
Well, we've got when Dominion Lindell is going to have a symposium next month and put all the stuff out there. And when it's like DNA. And at some point, it will hit the Supreme Court. Because your DNA, there's no getting around it. Now, if the Supreme Court does not rule and change the elections, we have nothing less but a civil war if we still haven't went to war or if we haven't been totally overthrown. Because they are moving at a pace that's unbelievable. They're doing everything wrong. Some people are starting to wake up and object and say, enough is enough is enough.
You know, Mississippi's put in a pretty stringent anti-abortion law, and they are going to hear it. And it could be that they actually, Amy Coney Barrett, she didn't want to be looking like she was in Trump's hand. You know, when she first got elected. Well, he's not there anymore. She can't. Maybe she'll actually do what's right of that.
If the people would wise up, if they would put in that they are citizens of that state, only that state has control of the abortion laws for citizens of that state. The Constitution of the United States, it's not there. And they only legislate for citizens of the United States.
Texas got one, too. Texas has got a one that's about as probably stringent as Mississippi. Did you know that?
Yeah, okay, but what I'm telling you is these people don't...
What I'm saying is that everybody thinks the Supreme Court's the one, and if they say, well, we're washing our hands of it, everybody knows it's going to go back to the state. And they really need to be... you know, declaring their citizenship of the state, like you're saying. Don't you, am I making any sense?
The states have the power to do it. Why is not Texas bringing out the National Guard and just close the border down and say, shut, it's done? They got the power to do it. Why don't
Well,
we
that's
do
another
it?
Issue, but I'm just, I think Texas' border's too big for... But they're trying. My understanding is they're trying.
Some of the other states said they'd send over National Guard. Just shut the damn thing down. And why? How can they force a state to accept illegal aliens? They can't. to say, no, we're not doing it. But they have to figure out who they are before they start doing this stuff, and they don't. They want to keep sucking on the hind tit, taking the money, and then they don't want to argue with it.
Well, it doesn't make any sense at all that it didn't get this way overnight, and if we could get any ground at all, we should take it.
We should. I got another caller here. I want to go to him unless you've got any other point, because I want to give him a couple of minutes before shut out.
No, you're doing good. I just appreciate you. Thanks.
Okay. Bo in Indiana, you got a question or a comment? Indiana. Oh, I guess we're going to break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, well, we're back here, and if RBN has a clip, want to play it, then Bo in Indiana, I don't have the clip. Bo in Indiana, give me what you got to do, and then I want to try to play a clip going out here. It's about a two-minute clip. What's your question or comment?
Okay, yeah, I wanted to know, you've mentioned this a couple times, that if you put the subject matter in parentheses, the agency can't answer it, or the court can't answer it. I'm not sure if I follow you on that.
Okay, what you want to do, you put it in quotation marks, and the reason why is because then they can't modify it. Because what they will do, they will try to suck out a word or two and go around it.
Oh, I see. It has to do with keeping your word straight.
Yeah. Yeah, now what okay. it is, like judicial power of the United States, I put that in quotation marks. So in the final appellate of the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, they say, we are complaining about the Federal Circuit or judicial power of the United States and judicial power of the district court. That's as far as they go. They won't give a, they won't say what it is or nothing because they can't. It shuts them up.
Okay. All right, that's all I had. Go ahead and get to that clip. Thanks a lot, Ralph.
Let's see. I don't know. He's not finding it, but maybe I'll just paraphrase it here. It's out of David Martin's thing, and he's the bottom line is they did this to get hype of the media to get people to take the shots, and the shots are a bioweapon, and it says that the money investors will follow. And that's exactly what is going on today. The COVID-19 is a bunch of nonsense. And it's all to get us to take a bioweapon. I mean, this guy, David Martin, they print it in the Federal Register, or in the patents. There's no getting around it. Fauci, CDC, NIH, they're in it. They got patents. How in the holy heck can you have a patent and do this? You can't regulate that of which you're making money on. So, absolutely astounding. You just can't make this stuff up that these people are that evil. But they are. Satan and his minions is waging a war on Christians. And they're out to overthrow our republic, and they're well on the way. And if we don't wise up and fight, call your politicians, show up at the, get these teachers' unions and get them out of power. Get your schools out of schools. Figure out a way to do, have your own people, to get them together and have your own teacher or something. We're in trouble. We're on the precipice of losing our republic. And if we don't get Trump back real soon, there's not going to be anything to save. And I'm not kidding. I can't. There's just every place you look. There's anything to do with destroying our republic. Can't defund the police. Crime rates are through the roof. Oh, well, defund the police. Let's take away more. Who do you think is going to keep people accountable? We don't have any accountability in the First Amendment. So the news media is liars. They can lie with impunity. You can go do crimes and nobody goes to jail. If you do, you get out on free bail. If there's no accountability, our republic's done. And that's what they're doing. Nobody's accountable for crime. Nobody's accountable for lying. Look at all the Biden. Look at all the corruption in D.C., it's beyond belief. I never thought I would live to see something like this. But all I say is, God willing, we will see you next Sunday. And what's up for the Democrats? And the Chicons are everywhere.
Good night.
Good night.
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ezoff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.